Oh, beloved, does your past torment you? Does what you were and what you have done plague you? Is it constantly before you? Does it bring grief to your heart because you think, I was so awful. How could I have done that? Why did I do that? I understand. I've been there. Unfortunately, I've done that. And yet, you know what? I'm freed from it because I understand resurrection peace. Of all the Christian holidays, none can help you live better than remembering what Easter is all about. Easter is about the death of Jesus Christ. The death of Jesus Christ for your sins, so that, listen, precious one, your sins have been paid for in full. I mean, they are taken care of. They are under the blood of Jesus Christ, as we have seen. But it is also understanding that not only have your sins been taken care of, but you've been taken care of. You have been given the Holy Spirit of God when you come to believe in Jesus Christ. It's the death of Jesus Christ, the burial of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ that gives you the gift of the Holy Spirit, who enables you to live a brand new life in Christ. It takes care of your past, and it enables you to live with power in your present, and it guarantees you a future with God. This is what the resurrection is all about. And so often we miss what the resurrection is about. We just think, okay, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. That's great for him. But what does it mean to me? Well, you're going to see what it means to you today as we open the Word of God. And what I want us to do is I want us to begin in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he's talking about what happens to us when we die. He's talking about this mortal putting on immortality. Now, he uses that phrase in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where he describes the gospel, that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised again on the third day according to the scriptures. So there we have the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, what he wants us to know, and I want you to know that I could teach on this for weeks, absolutely weeks, but I just want to give you the essence of what it means to know and to understand his resurrection peace so that you can handle every situation of life. And one of those situations of life is dealing with your sins. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he's saying this: we know that if the earthly tent of our house is torn down, we have a building from God. In other words, if we die, we're not left without a body. It says, not made a house, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed, in this house, in this physical body, we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. In other words, longing to put on this immortality. And he says, indeed, as we, having put it on, will not be found naked. In other words, we're not going to be without a body. We're not going to be a vapor, a spirit floating around. And you know, I used to think that. I don't know what. I didn't have a very good theological basis for my thinking, but I somehow thought, you know, that heaven was sitting on a cloud and being a vapor or something like that. But it's not true. We're going to have a new body. And this is what he's talking about. And he goes on to tell us that he that has prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us his Spirit as a pledge. When you and I believe in Jesus Christ, then we receive the Holy Spirit. And when we receive the Holy Spirit comes and indwells us. He becomes our resident tutor. He becomes the power to live righteously. He's the one that enables us to overcome the flesh and to not walk according to the desires of the flesh, but to live a life of love and joy and peace, etc., which is the fruit of the Spirit. So the Spirit is given to us and is given to us as a pledge. He said it in Ephesians chapter 1 and he says it in Ephesians chapter 3, that the Holy Spirit inside of us is our guarantee. Now listen carefully, that this body is going to be changed into an eternal body. Now, when he says that, he goes on to tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, therefore, always of good courage and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. He says, we are of good courage, and I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. What he's letting you know, beloved, is that he is going to resurrect us. He is going to take this earthly body and it is going to put on immortality. It is going to put on incorruptibility. And we are going to be absent from this body, but we are going to be present with the Lord. Now, in the light of that, and in the light of the fact that he goes on to say that someday we're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and we're going to give an account for the deeds done in this body, he goes on to tell us how he's made us a new creature. And this is what I want you to understand. You and I are able to become a new creation because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's see how that works. Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 14, it says, for the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. I don't want you to miss this. Jesus died for all of us. And when Jesus died for all of us, because we were united with Christ in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection, then what you and I can know is when Christ died for all died. Now, this is so important for you to understand if you're going to deal with your past. You have to understand that when you come to know Jesus Christ, your past is truly past. Your past does not define you. And your past does not define you, because if you're aligned with him in his death, in his burial, and then in his resurrection, then as he is raised, and Romans 6 says this, as he is raised to walk in newness of life, you are raised to walk in newness of life also. So let's see what he says. Verse 15, it says, and he died for all so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. What is he pointing us to? He's pointing us to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is where your peace comes from. Your peace comes from understanding what it means to die with him and to be raised with him to walk in newness of life. If you want to be able to conquer your past, if you want to be able to live as more than a conqueror, you have to understand what Jesus did in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And then you'll have resurrection peace. So watch what it says. It says, therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we've known Christ according to the flesh, yet we know him this way no longer. What is he saying? He's saying, okay, when you think of Jesus, do you think of a baby? No, he grew up. When you think of Jesus, do you think of a man walking around doing miracles? No, because he died. Okay, then when you think of Jesus, do you think of him on a cross? Do you think of a crucifix? No, because he was buried and because he rose again from the dead. Okay, so when you think of Jesus, you don't think of him just as he was, but you see him as he really and truly is. So we don't know Christ after the flesh anymore. And we don't know ourselves after the flesh anymore. And that's why you come up with this resurrection piece. Watch what he says. He says, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In other words, when you are united with Christ, then you become a brand new creature. As we knew Christ no longer, we don't know you any longer because you're a brand new creation. You are that resurrection life, not resurrection death and your trespasses and sins, but you're that resurrection life. So watch what he goes on to say. He says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now, all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, because you were in sin, you were at enmity with God. You were separated from God. You were an enemy of God. That's what Romans 5 says. While we were enemies, Christ died for us. And because he died for us, if you'll think of God up here and in the heavens and you down on earth, what bridges earth and heaven? It is the cross of Jesus Christ. And so it's the death of Jesus Christ, but not just the death of Jesus. It's the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ that enables you and me to unite earth and heaven so that you and I, who were enemies with God, are now reconciled. And we're able to be reconciled because we're no longer a sinner, but now we are saved. Now we become a saint, a set apart one for God. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So therefore, when you look at me, what do you think? When I look at you, what do I think? Do I think about you according to your past? Or do I think of you according to the resurrection? We'll talk about that in just a minute. I'm Kay Arthur with Precept Ministries International, and it's wonderful to have you here in our home. I wish you could be here physically, but I've got another suggestion. Why don't you go to Israel with us? Israel is my favorite thing to do. I feel like it's not a vacation, it's not a luxury, it's an investment that will absolutely change your life. And you know what? It is a blast. People say, this trip is so much fun. I learn so much, but I laugh and I share and we have time together. So many memories and such sweet fellowship. Laughter, fun, prayers, tears, sharing. It's wonderful. But the best thing is studying His Word where it happened. The ministry of reconciliation. What is the ministry of reconciliation? I think it's proclaiming all that the resurrection has won for us, which tells us that I no longer am the same person once I come to know Jesus Christ. Listen to what he says and think it through with me. It says, now all these things, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. And you can just think of you down here on earth and God in heaven and the cross bridging earth and heaven. And that being reconciling us to God through Christ. And it says, and he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, namely, what is the ministry of reconciliation? Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Now, this is the next phrase I want you to see. Not counting their trespasses against them. He reconciles us, not counting our trespasses against him, not remembering our past. So if he doesn't remember our sins because Jesus paid for them all, then what are you and I doing remembering our sins? Isn't it in essence like a slap in the face of God to say, you know, I've got to remember them. You don't remember them, but I'm going to remember them. Isn't it kind of saying, was your death really sufficient? I mean, did you really mean it, God, when you said that Jesus, who knew no sin, was made to be sin for me? Did you really mean that? Did you really mean that I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus? Did you really mean, as you say, that from now on we recognize no one according to the flesh? Yes, he means it. If he didn't mean it, he wouldn't say it. This is truth. And the way that you live is to live according to every word that comes out of the mouth of God. That's faith, to believe it. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6 says, if you're not going to believe God, you can't make God happy. And listen, if God ain't happy, nobody's happy. I mean, forget mama, forget papa, and just know, if God ain't happy, nobody's happy. So it goes on to say this. Therefore, let's drop down. It says, not counting their trespasses against us. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. He's given you and I a ministry. And that ministry is to tell people that through the death of Jesus Christ, the burial of Jesus Christ, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus paid for our sins. He paid the wages of sin, which was death. He was separated from God, but because his blood was sufficient and his blood took care of all of our sins, and where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Therefore, God raised him from the dead. He was raised, as I taught you earlier. He was raised because of our justification. God's righteousness was satisfied. And therefore, he has given you and me the ministry of reconciliation. Now, listen to what he says. He says in verse 20, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God was making an appeal through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. He, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God through him. So that you and I, precious one, might become the righteousness of God through Jesus, through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So that you and I then can give this message to others. Well, if we are burdened about our past, if we are carrying the weight of our past and our sin on our back, all that we were, the old man before Christ, then we don't have a message for others. We don't have a message of total forgiveness. We don't have a message that we're a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. We don't have that message. We don't have that message that we've been made the righteousness of God in him if we constantly remember and carry around the burden of our sins. And see, that's what you're doing. I want you to go to Romans chapter 6. In Romans chapter 6, what we have is we have this awesome account of our identification with Jesus. Our identification with Jesus. And this is what he says in verse 5. He says, "For we, if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self, our old man, what we were before Christ, was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with or rendered inoperative," is what it means in the Greek, "might be done away with so that we should no longer be slaves to sin." You and I are set free from sin's power. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit in us that sets us free from sin's power. It is our death, our uniting in his death, that sets us free from sin's power. It says, "For he who has died is freed from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death is no longer master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." What is God saying? God is saying, listen, the resurrection, the death, and your identification in Jesus' death, and his burial, and his resurrection, your uniting with him has set you free from the past, from remembering who you were. It has made you a brand new creature. You are now raised with Christ to walk in newness of life. And listen, you are able to do that because you are no longer a slave to sin. Not only does he take care of your past, not only does he take care of the penalty of sin, which is death, but he takes care of the power of sin. He puts his spirit inside of you, and he enables you to live righteously. So you say, "I'm not going to yield my members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin anymore. I'm going to yield them to God." And when you yield them to God, this is that resurrection peace that is yours. It is a resurrection peace that delivers you from the pain of the past, of your sin, and from the power of sin in your life. Oh, beloved, the question is, have you believed in Jesus Christ? Because when you believe in Jesus, when you receive him, you become a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are new. You've been given reconciliation with God, the ministry of reconciliation, and the Holy Spirit, who enables you now to live and walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Why? Because you've been united in the power of his resurrection.
Jesus gave us the Great Commission.
He told us, "Go and make disciples, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you."
Go, make, teach. That sounds like meeting people and getting them into the Bible.
That sounds like inviting someone to your Precept Bible Study group.
Well, we released our Galatians Precept Upon Precept and In-N-Out Bible Studies last November. But one of the things we like to do is to see how we can increase participation in Bible study globally. We have people in a number of countries around the world who want to study with us. And so the Lord led us to decide, well, maybe we could have everybody around the world studying the book of Galatians at the same time, that they would be able to share around the world what that glorious book is doing in their lives. Visit precept.org/globalGalatians today.
you know, beloved, what takes away your peace? It's sin. It's when we do not believe God. It's when we disobey God. It's when we act in a way that is contrary to truth. That's what takes away our peace. And so if you want resurrection peace, you have to live a resurrected life. You have to live in the light of the truth of what God says about you once you believe in Jesus Christ, once you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, it summarizes it so well, and this is our precept for life today. It says in chapter 8, verse 1, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and the law of death. It's a law, it's a principle that pulls you down. But because you have the Spirit inside of you, then you're no longer pulled down, but you're lifted up. It's like being on a plane. There's that law of gravity, and it's still in existence. But because of the power that is in that plane, because of the power in those engines, then the law of aerodynamics supersedes the law of gravity. You turn off the law of aerodynamics, you kill the engines, gravity is going to take over, and you're going to come down. So God wants you to see and God wants you to understand what it means to be in Christ. He says in verse 11 of Romans chapter 8, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Remember, Jesus said to Mary and to Martha, I am the resurrection and I'm the life. And he that believes in me, even though he dies, yet will he live. And then he said, do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe that if I'm the resurrection and the life, that you'll never really die? Why? Because when you receive Christ, you move from death to life, to resurrection life. He says, so then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. He says, but if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you're putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Walk in that resurrection life. Put to death the deeds of the body by walking in the Spirit, and you'll have that resurrection peace.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. To find out more about Precept Ministries International, click on our website or call us today. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.